As you heard a moment ago on NPR, it's not Florida but North Carolina that's on alert due to the Atlantic hurricane season's first named storm. Right now, Tropical Storm Arthur is churning off the Florida coast with 60-mile-per-hour winds, but forecasters predict it will be a hurricane by tomorrow and take aim at North Carolina's Outer Banks. At present, the storm is about 90 miles off the coast of Cape Canaveral. Now, what South Florida can expect from the system is a lot of rain. Numerous showers and thunderstorms are in the forecast for today. Tropical Storm Arthur could also produce dangerous rip currents up and down Florida's east coast. Well, you might say that the threat of tropical storms and hurricanes are the price Floridians pay for living in paradise year-round. South Florida's hospitality industry has developed a new product for the bored, the restless, and the slightly broke. It's called the Daycation, a beachfront hotel interlude with a pool and a spa and access that lasts all day. But only a day, then you sleep in your own bed that night. Miami Herald business writer Hannah Sampson says a lot of hotels are adopting the daycation business model.
This is really catering specifically to the local market and saying, you don't have to spend the night. You don't have to devote a lot of time. Just give us a few hours and we'll give you a great deal. We'll let you pamper yourself like a tourist and we'll drive some additional business without giving up a bed for the night.
Business consultants say daycations are a great way for hotels to boost their revenue without having to spring for additional facilities and improvements. Over the last few years, there has been no vacation for a bird common to Florida that has fought its way back from near extinction. And now Florida Audubon is reacting with surprise and dismay to the news that the U.S. Interior Department has upgraded the Everglades wood stork from an endangered species to one that's only threatened. Jason Lawrenson is director of Audubon's Corkscrew Swamp Sanctuary near Naples. He says the decision was based on recovering wood stork populations in Georgia and South Carolina. But he also says the same recovery has yet to occur in the Everglades because of the continuing loss of wetlands.
Until we get it to the point where a normal year can support some early nesting of wood storks, we're really not going to have a recovered southern component to the system. Their entire historic range is entirely dependent upon aberrant wet conditions, and that's not sustainable.
Lawrenson says woodstock nesting productivity has declined from about 4,500 chicks per acre during the 1960s to about 950 now. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei.